Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome once again to Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. If you tuned in last week, you will know that we've been thinking about suffering, the problem of human suffering. This is part of the two-week series. Last week we thought about the question, why do we suffer? This week we focus on the much more important question, how can we cope with suffering? If you think about it, we only ask why in the hope that an answer to that might help us to cope better with it. We can shed a little light on why, but really it's one of life's great mysteries, and we'll never completely solve it until we see Jesus face to face in heaven and ask him then. However, the more immediate problem is how to cope with it, and here we have some good news. There are many more answers and helps with how than with why. So let's go. First, however, let's set the scene and feel some of the pain. Suffering is not an academic subject for students in university. Suffering is a real experience in our daily life, in the school of hard knocks. So here's a selection of songs about different aspects of suffering, all taken from the same CD, in fact, from the appropriately named musical Les Miserables, or as we might say in English, Les Miserables. Here is Fantine singing about the suffering of dreams being shattered. I dreamed a dream.
There was a time when men were kind, when their voices were soft, and their words inviting. There was a time when love was blind, and the world was a song, and the song was exciting. There was a time it all went wrong.
Dream to share.
days with endless wonder. He took my childhood in his stride, but he was gone when autumn came. And still I dream
And here is Eponine's pain, the pain of unrequited love. She loves someone who loves someone else.
When everybody else is sleeping, I think of him and then I'm happy with the company I'm keeping. The city goes to bed and I can live inside my head. On my own, pretending he's beside me, all alone I walk with him till morning. Without him I feel his arms around me, and when I lose my way I close my eyes and he has found me. In the rain pavement shines like silver. Oh, the lights are misty in the river. In the darkness, the trees are full of starlight, and all I see is him and me forever and forever. And I know it's only in my mind, and I'm talking to myself and not to him. And although I know that he is blind, still I say there's a way for us. I love him. When the night is over, he is gone. The river's just a river. Without him, the world around me changes. The trees are barren everywhere. The streets are full of strangers. I love him, but every day I'm learning. I love him, but only on my own.
And then there is the suffering of grief. Marius sings here about empty chairs and empty tables.
There's a grief that can't be spoken. There's a pain goes on and on. Empty chairs at empty tables. Now my friends are dead and gone. Here they talked of revolution. Here it was they lit the flame. Here they sang about tomorrow, and tomorrow never came. From the table in the corner, they could see a world reborn. And they rose with voices ringing, and I can hear them now, the very words that they had sung became their last communion. In the lonely barricade at dawn, oh my friends, forgive me that I live and you are gone. There's a grief that can't be spoken. There's a pain goes on and on. Phantom faces at the window, phantom shadows on the floor. Empty chairs at empty tables, where my friends will meet no more. Oh, my friends, don't ask me what your sacrifice was for. Empty chairs at empty tables, where my friends will sing no more.
There is also the suffering of the loss of young lives in a lost cause. This is Turning.
Turning through the years and the eyes.
And there is the suffering and the suicide of Javert, who is consumed by hate so much that he just cannot live with the fact that his hated enemy has been merciful to him and spared his life. This is Javert's suicide soliloquy.
Who is this man? What sort of devil is he? To have me caught in a trap and choose to let me go free. It was his hour at last to put a seal on my fate. Wipe up the past and watch me clean up the slate. All it would take was a flick of his knife. Vengeance was his and he gave me back my life. Done if I live in the debt of the thief. Done if I yield at the end of the chase. I am the law and the law is not mocked. I'll spit his pity right back in his face. There is nothing on earth that we share. It is either Valjean or Javert. How can I now allow this man to hold dominion over me? This desperate man that I have hunted, he gave me my life, he gave me freedom. I should have perished by his hand. It was his right, it was my right to die as well. Instead I live, but live in hell. And my thoughts fly apart. Can this man be believed? Shall his sins be forgiven? Shall his crimes be reprieved? And must I now begin to doubt? Who never doubted all those years? My heart is stone and still it trembles. The world I have known is lost in shadow. Is he from heaven or from hell? And does he know that granting me my life today, this man has killed me? Even so, I am reaching, but I fall, and the stars are black and cold as I stare into the void of a world that cannot hold. I'll escape now from that world, from the world of Jean Valjean. There is nowhere I can turn. There is no way to go
That is a flavour of some aspects of the suffering which we go through in this short life. So how do we cope with it all? A lot depends upon our attitude. If we think that life is sitting on a deck chair on the beach, then we will grudge every interruption and setback. But as we get older and wiser, we come to realise that the interruptions are normal life, and we're jolly lucky if we get any time to sit on the deck chair on the beach. There are all kinds of attitudes to suffering, not all of them helpful. For example, there's the ostrich head in the sand attitude, which tries to say suffering doesn't exist. Well, that's so silly it can be dismissed in this silly limerick. There was a faith healer from Deal who said that pain isn't real, but when I sit on a pin and it punctures my skin, I dislike what I fancy I feel. Or there's the attitude of pessimism. What do you expect? The world is horrible. Or the attitude of stoicism, the stiff upper lip. Just endure it. Hide the hurt. Put on a face to meet the faces that you meet. Or meliorism. Don't give up like the pessimist and the stoic. Don't take it lying down. Fight back. Wage war on suffering. Attack it, even if it's the last thing you do. Get the better of it. Turn it to your advantage. Or there's optimism. Maybe it's not as bad as you think. Maybe it can turn out for the best. Maybe it won't last so long. Anyway, you'll get your reward in heaven. Other attitudes include resentment, rebellion, anger, bitterness, self-pity, moaning and groaning. None of these are very helpful, but they're very common. But is there a Christian attitude to human suffering, which might be a little more helpful? Yes, indeed. God is not a fairy godmother with a magic wand to wave away all our troubles and give us a stress-free life. We want him to be that, but clearly he's not. He does promise, however, to be with us in our suffering and to share the burden with us. When we feel crucified, he will be the one on the cross next to us. When we go through the valley, he will be our good shepherd. When we go through life's ups and downs, he will be our best friend, and he will see us through. He will hold us by the hand and never let us go. He will not fail us or forsake us. It's not quite the exemption from suffering that we asked for, but it is the promise of being able to endure and bounce back and resurrect from anything. Why fear crucifixion if you know you will resurrect? Where is death's sting if it's only the doorway to eternal and happy life? In him we are more than conquerors, says St. Paul. Like Paul and Silas in prison at midnight in Philippi, we can sing joyfully. We can have peace not by having favourable circumstances, but peace even in the middle of life's storms. There's a children's chorus which says, "With Jesus in the boat, we can smile at the storm. With Jesus holding our hand, we can even walk on water like Peter did." At the core of all this is the thought that God, or Jesus, is wedded to us for better, for worse, in sickness and in health, and not even death will part us. He shares our daily life, and we share in his life. We died and rose again with him, and he goes through our ups and downs in daily life. Like suffering, this too is a mystery. We do not understand the great mysteries of suffering, life, death, and life after death, but nor do we understand the mystery of his incarnation, his being with us and for us, his love, his presence, his peace, his victory. Thank God that we do not have to fully understand these things to be able to experience them and to enjoy them. Suffering? Who cares when we have Jesus on our side? Here's Michael Card to say it better in song.
Don't you know there's a place in the middle of your heart? An empty place that only Christ can fill. And if you bow your knee to Jesus and claim him as your Lord, don't you doubt for a minute that he will. Don't you know that he loves you? Don't you know that he cares? Don't you know that he died to save your soul? Don't you doubt for a minute that he will. You're at a time in your life when you're really in between, with people tugging you from every side. And the pain of growing up is almost more than you can bear, and all you wanna do is run and hide. See that now's the time when you really need him most. He's waiting and he's calling to you still. He only wants to love you and hold you in his arms. And don't you doubt for a minute that he will. Don't you know that he loves you? Don't you know that he cares? Don't you know that he died to save your soul? And don't you doubt for a minute that he will.
Anyway, I hope these last 2 weeks have shed a little light on the mystery and the problem of human suffering for you, both the why do we suffer and the how can we cope questions. By the way, you might be interested to know that I wrote these two radio programmes while I was off work sick. I had to rest my voice for a week. Anyway, tune in again, same time next week. And meanwhile, I'll leave you with Don Francisco reminding us of what we always need to remind ourselves of when we're in the middle of suffering, namely that it is okay because Jesus is always there.
All of the joy that this world denies me flows from your heart every time that I come to you. Your love shines through whenever I come to you. Call me by name and at the sound my soul rejoices. Heaven descends and your glory fills the air. Every prayer, every heart's desire has found its answer. As you tell me once again that your love will never end. You're my savior and my friend who's always there.
My savior and my friend who's always there.